Britain is seeking Pakistan's help in its track two diplomacy to finalize a deal with Taliban in Afghanistan to facilitate a trouble-free pullout of NATO forces next year. British Foreign Secretary is holding talks with Pakistani officials in Islamabad on how to bring Afghan militants back on negotiating table after they suspended talks with Washington.
Clearly reject.
London wants an early resumption of talks with Taliban, who have shut down their office in Doha last month. Qatar, under pressure from Kabul, disallowed the Taliban to continue hoisting their traditional flag of what they call Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan.
Closure of the office is termed as temporary close, it's not permanent close. So we hope that the difficulty which arose from the flag and the name of the office would be overcome and some kind of discussion between USA and Taliban will begin. The next step, of course, is whether Taliban will also talk to the High Peace Council delegation. So these are the two efforts which are being made by UK, by us, by USA to persuade the, facilitate this process.
We have discussed today the other subject of the Taliban office. We support a peace process. The United Kingdom has long-standing support for a peace process in Afghanistan. We think that is of major benefit to Pakistan if it can be brought to success. And I welcome the support that has been given by Pakistan.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai is upset with Washington for bypassing Kabul in its direct talks with the Taliban. This has followed warning from Washington to pull out